I'm Ethan Elkind, and you're listening to Climate Break, Climate Solutions in a Hurry. Today's proposal, explaining rising temperatures to better communicate the health risks of extreme heat. David Romps is a UC Berkeley professor researching heat models.
If we go back, for example, to the 1995 Chicago heat wave, at the time, the National Weather Service had estimated that the heat index was 125 degrees Fahrenheit. And it turns out it was not 125, instead it was 141 degrees Fahrenheit. And so the warnings that should have gone out about that event, if we had understood it properly, is that this heat wave will stress even the young and healthy close to their physiological limit.
The typical way we describe heat on weather reports can understate the risks. As a result, people may not fully grasp the danger they're in during extreme heat events.
If people are told that it feels like 120 degrees Fahrenheit, or it feels like 130 degrees Fahrenheit, or it feels like 140 degrees Fahrenheit, what are they supposed to do with that information? To many people, 120, 130, 140, it all sounds just very, very hot.
The feels-like temperature, or heat index, is based on physiological models of how hard a person's body works to cool itself. Romps says that if the media and government agencies use the heat index alongside temperature and warnings, people could more clearly understand and prepare for heat danger.
We've got to start communicating, I think, some of those expected physiological outcomes along with those extreme temperatures. And that can go a long way towards helping people to shape their behavior to avoid danger.
To learn more about communicating the risks of extreme heat, visit climatebreak.org.